minutes past nine now. If you've been listening all morning, we've been talking about New Zealand wine, because we've got some great wine to give away from Sam Neill. Yes, him. His own vineyards in New Zealand. So asking the question, you can still enter, asking the question today, because Sam Neill, of course, from the movie Jurassic Park, or the movies, Jurassic Park movies, if you were to sit down with a T-Rex steak, what would you have? We've got Glyn saying, something snappy. Says Lynn, yes, you would, wouldn't you? I think there's a broad agreement that you'd have a red with that as well. Anyway, we've got loads and loads of your entries, and someone's going to win a couple of bottles from Sam Neill's vineyard. So tell us all about that. The person right behind Aroha Wine is Philippa Benninger. Philippa joins me right now. Morning, Philippa.
Morning, Mark.
Morning. Now, so Philippa, Aroha Wine, so you sell New Zealand wines. How is that going?
Yeah, it's great. I guess it's not just me who really misses the wine from New Zealand.
Right.
So, it's been good fun.
It's been good fun because you are from New Zealand.
Yep. Auckland. Yes. Yep.
Auckland. Okay. You're from Auckland and you came over here and you felt, I know what Switzerland needs. It needs New Zealand wine.
Absolutely. Yep.
And clearly, actually, a lot of people agree with you because it's going well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's talk about Sam Neill, because I understand that Sam Neill obviously knows you. He sent you a lovely little present.
He did. At Christmas, he sent me a print of a painting of his vineyard, and it's absolutely stunning. But at the bottom of the picture, he put, to Philippa and Aroha Wines, cheers, Sam Neill. And, you know, that just made my day. Got me some serious street cred.
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about, because this is what we're giving away today, the prize. We're giving away a couple of bottles of wine from Sam Neill's own vineyard. So let's tell us about initially the two paddocks Pinot Noir. I mean, what's that like?
Oh, it's really delicious. So it's the flagship wine for Two Paddocks, and it's really bursting with flavor. Central Otago Pinot is fantastic, and this one is organic and just one of the best.
Okay, but I am intrigued about the other one, the Last Chance Pinot Noir. Now, it says here that it is probably the world's most southerly vineyard.
It's pretty much up there, yeah. It's pretty much the last chance for grapes to ripen. When you get further south, it starts to get difficult for grapes to attain enough sugar and flavor. This is one of the last chances to make a good quality Pinot Noir.
Okay, so that's the Last Chance Pinot Noir. That's a bottle that we're giving away from Sam Neill's vineyards today. Broadly speaking about New Zealand wine, I mean, it's something which is, wine making in New Zealand is becoming just more and more popular, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, it was all Mulla Thurgau and Blue Nun. And and then suddenly in the late 70s, early 80s, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc started to get global recognition. That started with Cloudy Bay, and actually today, Sauvignon Blanc still makes up around 70% of the wine produced in New Zealand.
Okay, and it's becoming very popular worldwide. I mean, it's now a big export industry for New Zealand.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, although I'm sure a lot of it is drunk locally as well.
Oh, yes.
Now, okay, so, yeah, because you're obviously from New Zealand, and when you came over here, so you've been in Switzerland for a few years now, and you decided to open up this. This is because you missed that taste of home yourself.
Oh, I really did. I mean, I lived in London before, and Kiwi wine was available everywhere.
Right.
And then I moved here, and people looked at me like I was mad when I asked for New Zealand wine. So I thought, well, there's something to be done about
this. Right. Okay, you thought, oh, there's a gap in the market.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and Aroha Wine, you've been doing this, I'd say, for a few years. Going well, so New Zealand wine is proving popular?
Yes, it's not just me who misses it.
But that's the question. I mean, is it, let's say, expat New Zealanders, let's say, the base of your business, or is it more people who think, oh, no, I want to try something a little different. I want to give New Zealand wine a go.
Well, I guess New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is massively popular. So I have a lot of customers who come looking for Sauvignon Blanc in particular.
Right.
But I do have a lot of Kiwi clients, which is fantastic. And I have a lot of Brits and a lot of expats, to be fair.
Right.
And I'm getting the Swiss customers are building up slowly, a bit more slowly. It's usually people who have a connection of some sort with New Zealand, a holiday or spent some time there.
Okay. So it's one of those things that, it's not perhaps unless you're, from New Zealand or you've got experience with the country. It's not something you'd wake up one morning and go, I know I need some New Zealand wine. wine. It's not really the first thing that comes to your mind, is it really?
Well, after coffee, maybe.
After coffee, yes, okay. So Aroha Wines, now, just very quickly then, Philippa, just to point out, it's obviously all online and you can deliver anywhere in Switzerland, like within a day?
Yes, absolutely. We use Planza for deliveries and they use the rail network. So
right.
It gets the wine out quickly.
So if you need your emergency dose of New Zealand wine, then Aroha Wines is the place to go. So we've got these two great bottles to give away today. As we're asking you today is what would go with a T-Rex steak, because it's from Sam Neill's own vineyards. He's got just reading about him on online. I mean, he's got a bit of a wine background, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. His family were in the wine business.
Right. So there's a little bit of a pedigree. It's not just a sort of like a Hollywood star deciding to run a vineyard. It's actually something that's been running in the family for a while, and he does now run it. So if you want to try out some of Sam Neill's wines, you've got all of that on the website. Aroha Wine, that's AROHA wine.com. You can check it out. You can get those and you can win some today. Like I say, we've got loads and loads of your entries here. These are just some coming in the last couple of moments. Isabella says, I would love a nice bottle of red, just need to find a good T-Rex steak. Yes, as well, if you know where you can get one of those, let me know. Nigel, g'day Mark, say no more for a glass or two with a juicy steak, and a big, big red wine he would have as well. So keep more coming in, drops a line on the SMS, start your message off, WRS, write it down, send to 939 or email studio@worldradio.ch. What wine would you have with a T-Rex steak? So Philippa, many thanks for coming in. Best of luck with the Aroha Wines, and everyone keep sending your entries in. You'll be in the draw for those fantastic wines from Sam Neill's Vineyards.